Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
About 2 weeks ago, I woke up with the most horrendous jaw pain. Andrea, I literally felt like someone was like either beat me up or was repeatedly stabbing me in the side of the face. And I couldn't figure it out. And then I remembered that a few months ago, my dentist told me that I'm a teeth grinder and I need to get a night guard. And I said, okay. And then, of course, I got busy and I forgot. So I did get one. I feel much better. But I believe that's a TMJ. I'm also a chronic gum chewer. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, not just to complain about pain, is because Dr. Ginger is here. Although I could do that. No, and we're going to talk about chewing gum and TMJ.
That's a whole other GI show, Lisa.
And, yeah, exactly. I can go on and on. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, good morning. How are you all today?
I'm good. I'm so glad that we're talking about this, Dr. Ginger, because I had to eat soft food for 3 days. The night guard totally worked, though. I haven't been chewing gum as much, but I am like a gum addict, but I do chew gum with xylitol, which we will get to, and you can tell us if that's good or bad. But let's jump right in. Talk to us about chewing gum, what you think, how much we should do it, and some of the associated issues.
Well, it's, you know, seemingly innocuous, but if we're really going to pick apart our diet and delve deep and lessen our toxic load, you know, this is definitely something that we need to look at. Now, I remember growing up, you know, chewing like Hubba Bubba, the grape flavor, having the purple mouth. Do you remember that?
I totally do.
Which I think is still around today. And so, you know, gum chewing was just something as a kid you did. But we're learning today as we really look at some of the ingredients and the toxic load that we're putting into our system that this is something that you need to take a look at. There are some better options out there. But again, when I teach, you know, worst, better, best is really not to chew gum at all because it can cause problems not necessarily related to what's in the gum, but, you know, what you're doing, the TMJ problems that you're talking about, and the severe migraines related to the emotion, as well as migraines that can also be related to the artificial sweeteners that are found in them. So let's take a look at you know, what some people may experience when they chew gum. And actually, let's first take a look at the reasons why people might chew gum. They might want to snack on it instead of eating. They think that maybe it's curbing some food cravings, but it's actually stimulating your appetite and stimulating your saliva and your body because it's expecting, once you start the chewing process, it's expecting you to put food into your system. And so all the enzymes and the acids and everything's getting ready for food, and then you don't give it the food. And then you can have bloating and intestinal problems because of that. Another reason that people choose to chew gum is maybe just for fresh breath or flavor, but they're not realizing some of the chemicals that they're putting in their body. And some people do it just for stress relief. You know, they feel like chewing gum like relieves some stress, and then they end up with TMJ problems and causes them more problems. So those are some of the reasons why people may choose to chew gum.
Well, one of the problems that I had with the gum chewing, of course, my husband was so polite to point out. He said, when you chew gum, you don't just like, you know, chew it gently. You're like chomping on that
you
gum.
You sound like a cow.
I do sound like a cow. I don't know. For some reason, I get this pleasure out of really like, but not anymore. Now I chew lightly. But let's talk about better, best, worst. No, I won't eat any of the mainstream gum. I eat a gum that actually, I wish I remember the name because it's awesome, but it's sweetened with xylitol. And I've read studies that say that xylitol is actually good for your teeth. And there's nothing artificial. There's, you know, so I love it, but I have cut down quite a bit. But what about that? I mean, that is better than the artificial junk you're going to get at, you know.
Yeah, and again, you know, we want to baby step people and don't want to, you know, shock you into thinking you can't eat or do anything that you've been doing all your life. And, you know, some things we hope that you don't do that. But kind of baby stepping yourself, there are some brands out there you can find at your health food store. There's a brand called Glee.
Glee gum, actually. You know what, Dr. Ginger, funny enough, you know, Glee gum is one of my favorite, and they have a sugar-free variety too. And in our house, I don't let my kids chew any gum, which we'll get into in a second when you get into the ingredients, because I don't want to jump ahead, but we call it kid gum. And the kid gum in our house is Glee gum because it's clean, it has no bad ingredients. So I love that you mentioned that.
That's right. And there's another one called Peppersmith. Chicza is an organic, all-natural, not that that word necessarily means anything, but when I'm using it, it means very clean, gum company as well. And so, there are some out there if you feel like you need to chew gum. But, you know, in reference to children chewing gum and kids and teenagers, they're discovering that a lot of them are getting these TMJ problems, you know, because their systems are still growing, their mouths and their bones and their everything, you know, their teeth are changing with the wisdom teeth. And so constantly chewing gum can lead to TMJ problems and some severe migraines as well.
So let's get into the ingredients of gum, because that for me is really, it hits home, because I speak across North America. And when I speak about gum, I have this great slide that I show about gum. And when I talk about gum and the ingredients in gum, literally people's jaws drop. And that's the time of the presentation where they go into their pockets, their purses, and they look at their package. So I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about the ingredients and then I'll pipe in from there.
Well, probably the most prominent ingredient is either the sugar or the artificial sweetener. So it usually has one or the other. And unfortunately, you know, when you utilize artificial sweeteners, those are neurotoxins. Those are toxic to your nervous system. So I can see how people who are heavy chew gum chewers are getting these migraines, because that is potentially a neurological reaction to chewing gum with artificial sweeteners. You know, it metabolizes wood alcohol and formaldehyde, you know, and embalming fluid. So, I mean, but, you know, that's not going to be good for you. So the artificial sweeteners is probably the biggest red flag, but there's so many other chemicals. There's BHT, which is a preservative that's used in embalming. There's ACE-K. There's, you know, all sorts of things that they're putting into them as softeners. They use some sheep byproducts called lanolin as well. And so there's lots of things that are put in there to make the gum softer. You'll notice when you switch to, like, the healthier versions of gums that they kind of get hard faster, and it's because they don't have a lot of these other chemicals in them. And that's kind of the price that you have to pay. You just have to get used to, you know, how it tastes and feels in your mouth. It's going to feel differently.
Well, you know, from the research that we've done and when we wrote our book on junk or junk food, because we do feature several types of gum
love
in our book.
Love that book.
Thank you. And we worked hard on it, 2 years actually, to come up with that book and do the research on it. But what we found is that most gum, they'll use not only one type of sweetener. And this, by the way, goes for kids' gum too. So if you think that you're chewing bubble gum and you're giving your kids a healthier version with bubble gum, not so much the case, because companies are now on top of, you know, the sugar or the xylitol or whatever else they're using to promote their gum. They're actually adding artificial sweeteners like sucralose, like ACE-K, like aspartame. And what they're doing is they're coupling the sweeteners because it actually makes it sweeter and it helps the taste last longer. So what happens is when we're using these natural gums, you may not last. That flavor might go away really, really quickly. Why? Because they're not using these artificial flavors that are made to last longer. So I think that's a very important note for those of you listening, and to understand that when you are chewing natural gums, that they may not last as long, the flavor, but at least you're not getting those artificial sweeteners when you're chewing them.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of them are using, they're calling it a gum base. And that's a blend of various elastomers and plasticizers and fillers and often petroleum-derived products as well. Some ingredients found in carpenter's glue and even talc. So, you know, the standard gums you really have to take a good look at, and, you know, time to lessen your toxic load. And this could be like the one missing link that you're not catching in your diet, especially someone who's got a migraine or a headache or problem.
Well, I think with me, I just have to switch the gum more often, you know, because it gets hard and I'm still chewing it. So I'll just grab a new piece. Right, Andrea? What do you think of that?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, it's funny, you know, unfortunately we're out of time for today because Dr. Ginger goes by so quickly, the show. We have about a half a minute left.
But, you know, the mercury vapors being released from fillings, too. That's another topic we need to discuss.
We have to bring it up.
Definitely.
Yeah, we have to bring it up again. I mean, it goes by so quickly. But, you know, really, just to your point, both you ladies, before I sign off, is that, yes, it is one of those things that we can take out of our diet. It was the last thing that one of my girlfriends, when we wrote our book, did a lot of research for us, did and took out of her diet, and she saw a huge difference. So, Dr. Ginger, thank you, as always,
great,
for being on our show today.
Thank you all.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thank you for listening, everyone. Stay well.